我们先来读一处的圣经。
Let's first read the scriptures together.
是在新约约翰一书三章的一到三节。
It's in the New Testament, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3.
约翰一书一章三到啊三章一到三节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
John 3:1-3. See how great a love the Father has given us, that we would be called children of God. And in fact, we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself just as he is pure.
那么刚才我们读到的这一段的圣经，我们注意到是由四句话把它组成在一起的。
The verses we have just read have four sentences.
那么第一句话就是在三章一节，这里约翰就对我们说，我们都称为神的儿女。
The first sentence is in chapter 3, verse 1, that we would be called children of God.
那么第二句话呢，就是后面紧接着就说，我们也真是他的儿女。
The second sentence says,that we are truly God's children.
那么有些英文版的圣经是没有把第二句翻译出来。
Some old English versions did not translate the second sentence.
但是我们感谢主，中文和合本的圣经是忠实的照着原文把它翻译出来的。
But we thank the Lord, the Chinese translation, the NIV translated faithfully to these original verses.
那么我们看见这两句话呢，他们其实都是讲到一件的事情。
But we can see these two sentences referring to one thing.
那就是我们是神的儿女。
Which is, we are children of God.
但是前面约翰说呢，是我们得称为神的儿女。
But before this, John said, we were called children of God.
那么他用的是完成的时态。
He used a perfect tense.
那么所以呢，今天我们做神的儿女是已经完成了，是永不改变的一个客观的事实。
So we are children of God is something that has already been accomplished. It's a fact that will never change.
那么就像保罗他在罗马五章八节那里说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
As Paul said in Romans chapter 5 verse 8,But God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那么而且这个客观的事实，如果我们照着原文读的话，应该是我们被神称为他的儿女。
If we read about this fact according to the original verses, that we are called God's children.
那么今天我们在说到我们的重生得救的时候，我们常常都会用到一句话说，因信称义。
And today when we talk about our salvation, we will say, we're saved by grace.
那么这个当然是没有错的。
And it is not a mistake.
但是我更喜欢是约翰在这里说的，他说我们得救是在乎神称我们为他的儿女。
And originally we were justified by grace, but here I would prefer what John said. He said we are saved because we are called by God as His children.
所以我们知道了这一句话以后，我们是不是应该说我们是因信被称为义？
So when we read this, maybe we can say we are called God's children because of faith.
那么第二句话，约翰说我们真是神的儿女。
And the second sentence says, we are truly God's children.
我们在这里注意到，你看他是用的现在时态。
And we can see that he uses present tense.
那么也就是说，这是一种常态化的一个进行的状态。
This indicates it's a current state of being.
那么这就是说到我们主观的经历。
So this is talking about our objective experiences.
所有说到我们常态化的就是每一天的主观经历都是一个现在时态的。
This means our current, our object, our subjective experience are current.
那么所以约翰他就在这里告诉我们说我们做神的儿女一面是已经成就的客观的事实。
So when John talks about we're children of God, it's on the one hand is a fact that has already been accomplished.
那么另外一面呢也是在我们身上持续进行着的那个主观的经历。
On the other hand, it also shows it's a current and a continuous subjective experience.
好，我们等一会儿再会回到这两句话。
And we'll come back to these two sentences.
我们来看第三句话是在三章的二节。
Let's look at the third sentence, which is in chapter 3, verse 2.
那么，约翰就说，主若显现，我们必要像他。
John said that when he appears, we will be like him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗？这在这里是说到我们的将来。
So brother and sister, we know that this is talking about our future.
那么照着保罗他在罗马八章二十九说的，这个像他就是我们被磨成他儿子的模样。
Based on what Paul said in Romans chapter 8:29, which means that we will be molded to be like him.
那么不只是一个外表的一个相像，而是他怎样，我们就怎样。
It's not only talked about the image of his appearance, but in fact, however he is, we will be like that.
那么我们注意到约翰在这里说到这个像他的时候，他没有说可能，或者说或许，或者说大概，或者说是八九不离十的。
When Paul said be like him, he doesn't mean probably or approximately or maybe.
他说我们必要像他，我们就一定像他的，我们是百分百的是要像他的。
But he said we will be like him 100% completely.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做我们荣耀的将来。
Brother and sister, this is called our glorious future.
那么现在我们有一个问题就是了，我们读到这三句话，我们要注意到，那么如果说他来的时候，我们必要像他，我们是一步就跳到这个地步的吗？
So when he says we will be like him when he appears, does that mean we will jump into this place right away?
那么很明显的，我们读过这三句话的这个结构，我们就讲到我们被提的那个荣耀是不能够撇开我们前面讲的那个客观的事实和那个主观的经历的。
So when we talk about when we are taken up, it cannot be departed from our the objective fact and our subjective experience.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说到属灵生命长进的时候，这里是没有跳棋可以下的。
So when we talk about the growth of our spiritual life, there's no shortcut for us.
那么好了，第四句话我们注意到就是第三章一节的第一句话。
The fourth sentence is in First John chapter 3 verse 1.
他在那里说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
It says, see how great a love the Father has given us.
那么我们平常在开车的时候，如果没有这个安全带的话，我们的身体和座位是彼此是分开的。
If when we drive, if there is no safety belt, our body and the seat are detached.
那么同样的道理，约翰就是用这一句话，他好像车子的那个安全带就把前后的这个三句话他就牢牢的就给扣在一起了。
So here, what John says here is like the safety belt that connect the first three sentences.
那么换一句话，我们就是说，今天我们怎么能够把神的儿女带进那个得救、得胜、得荣耀的实际的里边呢？
In other words, how we can bring those children of God into the reality of being saved, being victorious, and being in the glory.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们把这一句话我们拿到今天的基督教世界里边去问的话，
Today, if we ask this question in this Christian world for these days,
那么我们得到的答案是五花八门，什么都可以有的。
We may receive all sorts of answers.
那么用国内流行的一句话就叫做不怕你做不到，就怕你想不到。
In a catchphrase that in China, it's, we can say it's not, well, you can, it's only something you cannot fathom. It's not something you can do.
约翰就在这里叫我们认定一件事情。
John wants us to see only one thing.
讲到我们的得救，讲到我们的得胜，讲到我们得荣耀的将来，你离开神的荣耀，一切都是虚空的。
Talking about our salvation, talking about being an overcomer, talking about being in the glory, without God's work, there's nothing can be accomplished.
那么好了，我们读经就读到这里，我们有一点祷告。
This is our, Scripture reading, let's pray together.
主，我们实在是感谢你给我们这一段的时间，我们来到你的面前，我们求主，你真是开启我们里边的眼睛。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the time that we can come before you. May you open the eyes of our heart.
你显明我们心中的光景，你也照亮我们心里的眼睛，好叫我们真知道你。
May you show the condition of us.And open the eyes of our hearts so that we can truly know you.
也帮助我们能够转眼仰望耶稣。
May you help us to turn our eyes upon you.
我们把这一段的时间，我们仰望交在主你的手中。
We commit this time into your hands.
愿主你向我们说话的时候，我们有向你聆听的耳朵。
May you give us the listening ears as we, as you speak to us.
我们祷告乃是靠主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.那么约翰他在写约翰一书的时候，他应该是第一代使徒当中硕果仅存的那一位了。
When John was writing the first John, he was the only first generation disciple.
那么当然他是曾经有过九死一生的经历的。
Of course, he had a brief encounter with death.
那么他是被罗马皇帝是流放到拔摩的海岛。
He was in exile by the Roman Empire.
我们要知道，当年许多被流放的人，他们最后都是客死异乡的。
And we knew back then a lot of people who were in exile, they died in far away from their homeland.
但是约翰是例外的。
But John was an exception.
他得以一息尚存，还算是比较平安的，能够从拔摩海岛他再回到以弗所。
He had a breath remain. He was able to return to Ephesus from Patmos Island.
弟兄姊妹，他是例外的，不是因为侥幸，也不是为着安度晚年。
Brother and sister, he was an exception. It was not because it was by chance.Or because he can enjoy a good life.
乃是为着主再来的荣耀。
But for the glorious return of God.
这是我们读约翰书信的时候，我们必须认识的很清楚的。
This is something we need to have clear understanding when we read the epistles of John.
在马太二十五章，主就告诉我们说。
In book of Matthew chapter 25, God says.
人子在他的荣耀里，同着众天使降临，坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne.
那么我们常常以为这就是主再来的荣耀。
We often think this is a glory when God's return.
那么这当然是不错的。
Of course, this is not a mistake.
因为这是主自己说的话。
Because this is what said by God.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记了，在启示录十四章那里。
But brother and sister, let's not forget in book of Revelation chapter 14.
约翰得着启示就告诉我们说。
The revelation that John received said,
当主再来的时候，他要从地上的教会得着与他同行的人。
When God returns, He will gain people who are walkers with Him.
他们一同的站在锡安山上。
They were standing on Mount Zion.
虽然这些人是平常的，是不堪的，是软弱，如同我们一样的人。
Even though these people are ordinary, they are lowly, they are weak people just like us.
但是弟兄姊妹，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
But brothers and sisters, wherever the Lamb goes, all the people will follow him.
约翰十二章二十六节，我们的主说：“我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。”
In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 26 says, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servants will be also."
弟兄姊妹，这叫做得胜者。
Brothers and sisters, those are the overcomers.
所以我们就看见了。
So we can see.
从在主从这个云中降临的那个荣耀的里边
，God was in the glory when He was descending from the clouds.
那么一面呢是有众天使是随他而来的。
On the one hand, there are lots of angels coming with Him.
那么我们注意到从上而下是随他而来的。
And we can see this descending is coming from, coming after him.
但是另一面呢，也有得胜者呢，是从下往上的，是跟他而去的。
But on the other hand, we can also see there are followers coming from on earth up to heaven.
所以主再来的荣耀是一面有众天使随他而来，另一面有得胜者从地上跟他而去。
So we can see that when he comes in his glory, there are angels coming down from heaven, and we can also see there are followers go from the earth to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这个是约翰所得着的主再来的那个荣耀的启示。
Brothers and sisters, this is the revelation that John received about God's return.
今天我们讲到主的再来的时候，我们常常的会好像是觉得主再来那是他的事情，所以我们就在地上就等着就可以了。
Today, when we talk about God's return, we often mistakenly think it's God's business, so we can just wait for His return.
但是在约翰得着的那个荣耀的启示的里边，说主再来的时候，是一面众天使随他而来，一面得胜者跟他而去。
But in the revelation that John received about God's glorious return, it's on the one hand, angels coming down from heaven, but on the other hand, there are followers going from earth up to heaven.
那么主在地上要得着得胜者，有份于他再来的那个荣耀。
God wants to gain people, those overcomers on earth, those who have part in the glory when he returns.
为什么今天我们看约翰的一生？
Today, let's look on the life of John.
为什么主要把他留在最后？
Why God wants to save him until the last?
为什么他能够活着从拔摩海岛出来？
How come he still had a breath remain when he left Patmos Island?
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们讲到主再来的荣耀。
Brother and sister, we talked about the glorious God's return.
什么叫做主再来的荣耀？
What is the glorious God's return?
这个就是主留着约翰直到最后一个的那个旨意。
This is God's will that he will save John until the last moment.
圣灵要约翰把这个启示来告诉教会。
God wants John to reveal this revelation to his church.
就是主再来的荣耀，一面是众天使随他而来，一面是地上的得胜者要跟他而去。
The revelation of God of his return is that on the one hand, the angels were coming down from heaven. On the other hand, there were followers following him.
约翰的一生就是为着这个荣耀启示而活的。
John's entire life was for revealing this purpose.
因为在约翰二十一章，我们的主就指着约翰说，我要他等到我来的时候。
Because in book of John 21, he said, if I want him to remain until I come.
那么既然主心中的旨意是这样的，我们当然就要问一个问题了。
If this is God's heart desire, then we want to ask a question.
那么教会的光景又是如何呢？因为教会的光景它跟得上主的旨意吧，因为得胜者是从教会出来的，不是吗？
So if this is God's heart desire, what is the condition of the church?
那么约翰就在启示录的前三章告诉我们。
So John told us in the book of Revelation, the first chapter 3.
当时的教会外边是有很厉害的逼迫。
The church was suffering a persecution externally.
但是里边有更大的难处。
Internally, we have greater problems.
那么约翰在启示里边所看见的教会是一共是有七个灯台来代替的，七个金灯台。
In the revelation that John received, he saw seven lampstands. which took the stead of the seven golden lamps.
那么五个金灯台呢？它们的光是极其暗淡的。
Five of the golden lampstand have very dim lights.
那么就像主说的，按明你们是活的，其实是死的。
Like what God said, apparently you were alive, but in fact you were dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为约翰在这里只是说初期教会的光景而已。
Brother and sister, let's not think this is only John is only referring to the early churches.
好像我们读这些话跟我们现在好像没有什么太大的关系。
As if when we read those verses, it had little to do with our days.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们若是读启示录前三章的那七个教会，我们再回头来看看我们自己。
Brother and sister, when we read about the seven churches mentioned in the Revelation first three chapters, then we look at ourselves.
难道我们真是能够那么乐观地说我们一切都还 OK 吗？
Can we truly say we are all okay with a positive mindset?
比如说以弗所的教会。
Let's look at the Ephesian church.
那么在保罗的以弗所书里边，他们当时是站在那么高的一个高度，是站在真理和见证的那个高峰的。
So the Ephesian churches that Paul mentioned was standing on such a high plane.
那么在以弗所二章的时候，保罗就讲到那个时候的以弗所的教会，他说你们是与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
In book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 he said, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
那么复活当然是指着他们见证的能力。
When we talk about salvation, it's talking about the power of their testimonies.
那么坐在天上当然是指他们见证的那个地位。
Talking about the seated with him in the heavenly places, it's talking about their positions.
我们长话短说，弟兄姊妹，这个就是教会在当时的那个荣耀的光景。
To be concise, this is talking aboutThe glorious condition of the church back then.
那个光景可以说他们如同装扮整齐的新妇，他们可以来迎接新郎来了。
This condition we can consider it as the fully adorned brides awaiting the coming of the bridegroom.
但是弟兄姊妹，仅仅三十年过去。
My brother and sister, after 30 years,
在约翰的启示录里边，以弗所教会是首当其冲的。
Among the churches that John mentioned, the Ephesian church, Paul mentioned, the Ephesian church was in preeminent position.
那个教会是第一个受到主责备的，说你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
This is a church that got reprimanded, and he said.I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以弟兄姊妹，起初就是讲到原有的那个根基。
And we can say this beginning is talking about the original foundation.
所以我们看见了吗？我们的问题从来都不是经历不够丰富或者知识不够前卫。
And we can see our problem has never becausewe don't have enough knowledge or we don't have enough experiences.
而是我们常常了偏离了起初的根基。
But because we often stray away from the original foundation.
今天我们听到有的神儿女讲，说是教会的前途在于我们与时俱进。
Today we can hear some people talking aboutThe future of the church lies in we are keeping up with the times.
很多弟兄姊妹觉得自然而然的，什么叫做与时俱进呢？就是外边发生什么事情，你在教会的里边是一定要讲的。
So, some brothers and sisters mistakenly think that keeping up with the time means whatever happens in the world, you have to talk about in the church.
所以如果是外边发生什么事情，我们里边是一定要讲什么事情。那么今天早上我们主日的讲台，我们只要讲以色列这事情就可以了。
If whatever we talk about in the church is what's happening in this world, today, on this very morning, we only need to talk about what's happening in Israel.
那么有的弟兄姊妹他们就认为教会的前途就在这里啊，他说你要跟着时代的潮流走的。
Some brothers and sisters think this is the future of the church. You have to follow the time.
弟兄姊妹，我们说错了，错了，大错特错了。
Brother and sister, we say this is wrong. This is really wrong.
我们读约翰的书信，就像他自己在约翰一书一章的开头那里说，论到起初原有的生命之道。
Brother and sister, when we read the book of the epistles of John, he's talking about the original foundation.
约翰的书信都是他是约翰的书信，尤其是启示录，他是讲到将来必成就的事情。
The epistles of John is talk, especially book of Revelation is talking about what's happening, gonna happen in the future.
但是约翰的书信都是关乎救恩和生命那些最基本的话。
But the epistles of John is about salvation and life, those basic truths.
所以我们看见在十九世纪初的时候，当英国的弟兄们他们起来走那个恢复的路的时候。
So in the years of the early 19th century, we can see those brothers and sisters who want to revive the church.
那么他们有一个口号，就是我们要回到起初去。
They had a slogan that we will need to return to the original foundation.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女在起初的根基的上面站得有多牢
？Brother and sister, how firm we stand on this original foundation?
我们往前就能够走多远
？Then how far we can go forward?
对于约翰来讲，这两件事情是绝对成正比的。
For to John, those two things go proportionally or go hand in hand.
那么教会是要有份于主再来的荣耀。
The church has a part in the glory of God's return.
那么在约翰所领受的启示的里边，当务之急的需要是回到起初的根基和起初的光景里。
So what's in the revelation of John, the preeminent part is that we need to return to the original foundation.
得胜者的得胜是在于他们在起初的根基和见证上面的得胜。
The victory of the overcomers is the victory that they gain on the original foundation.
他们才能够在锡安山上与羔羊同行。
So that they can walk with the Lamb on Mount Zion.
弟兄姊妹，这是贯穿于约翰书信的一个主题。
Brother and sister, this is a theme of John's epistles.
所以约翰他才要在约翰一书的三章的里边，把我们带到起初蒙恩得救的那个经历的里边。
So in 1 John chapter 3, he wants to bring us back to the original foundation at the very beginning.
我们只有站在起初的那个经历，起初的那个根基的上面，我们来认识，来认定我们的救恩，我们才知道前面的路是应该怎么走的。
Only when we stand on the firm foundation of the very beginning can we know how can move forward on our path ahead.
那么我们来看四句话当中的第一句话，当然是说到我们灵的救恩。
Let's look at the four sentences. The first one is referring to the salvation of our spirit.
那么在三章一节他就说我们得称为神的儿女。
In the 1 John 3, it says that we would be called children of God.
那么刚才我们也已经讲过了，这里是讲到我们在重生得救，我们在地位上得着恢复的那个客观的事实。
This talks about the salvation of us and the change of our position.
弟兄姊妹，当初神他立大地的根基，他创造万有的时候
，Brother and sister, when God created the world, when He established the foundation,
他心中有一个荣耀的目的，就是一切要照着他的爱子，并且成为他爱子的那个发表。
He has a glorious purpose, which means.Everything will be made in the image of His beloved Son.
所以希伯来一章二节那里就说，神是借着他的爱子创造了诸世界。
Therefore, Hebrew 1 verse 2, it says, in the last days, He appointed all appointed the heirs of all things. Through him, he also made the world.
那么我们在神创造的一切的万有的里边，在神创造的人的身上，我们看见的是他爱子的荣耀。
So in all things that God created and everything he made it, we can see the glory of his Son.
无论我们是看天上的星星，我们是还听见隆隆的雷声，我们还是看到我们自己的生活，我们看到周围的一切，弟兄姊妹都在向我们述说的是他爱子的荣耀。
Whether it is the stars in the night or the thunders we hear or everything that happens in our life, it's all talking about the glory of God's Son.
所以我们要说我们被造是照着爱子荣耀的形象，那么我们就在神荣耀的旨意的里边，我们就得着做儿女的地位。
Therefore, we can see since we are created in the image of God's beloved Son, we have gained this glorious position as God's children.
但是自从撒旦偷着进到神创造的里面，
However, since Satan enters God's creation,
那么一切就被都被扭曲都变化了。
Everything had been distorted and changed.
我们不但失去了被造荣耀的形象，我们更失去了那个被造荣耀的地位。
We not only lost the glorious image, but we also lost the glorious position as God's creation.
为什么我们这句话这么讲呢？因为今天我们想到罪，我们自然而然就会想到死的刑罚。
Why would we say so? Because today, as we talk about sin, we will talk about loss.
因为我们在我们的观念里边，人犯罪以后最大的损失，当然就是失去永生了，是不是？
Because in our understanding, when people sin, we will lose our eternal life.
那么这么说也当然是对的，因为在创世纪二章十七节的时候，神明明就是对吩咐亚当说，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Of course, this is not wrong because God said in Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 17, He said, only the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you cannot eat because the day you eat it, you will surely die.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记了，紧接着在创世纪三章的时候就告诉我们说，亚当犯了罪以后，他没有立刻就死。
But we also read that in the Book of Genesis, chapter 3, after Adam sinned, he didn't immediately die.
他是活在死的咒诅的下边。
But he lived in the curse of death.
但是他活到930岁。
But he lived until he was 930 years old.
有一件很严重的事情就告诉我们。
One serious thing told us.
那么这件事情是比死更严重的一件事情，是亚当夏娃犯罪了以后就立刻就发生的。
This thing is more severe than death. This happens immediately after they sinned.
那么就是他们被赶出乐园，离开了神的面，亚当和夏娃就做了浪子。
It's when Adam and Eve, they were banished from the garden and they became exiles, they're prodigals.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见始祖犯罪有一个比死还更严重的后果被带进来。
So, brother and sister, we can see when our ancestors sinned, there is something more severe than death was brought about.
就是我们所有的人，我们所有在亚当里生的人，我们都失去了在神面前那个做儿女的荣耀的地位。
Which is all those children who are in Adam, we lost our glorious position.
当然，我们从神的一面来讲，他永远不撇弃我们。
Of course, from God's perspective, He will never forsake us or leave us.
但是我们从人的一面来讲，我们确确实实的，我们什么都失去了，我们地位没有了。
But from man's perspective, we lost everything. We lost our position.
这一件事情对我们所有的人来讲是有一个决定性的影响的。
This is decisive for every one of us.
那么我认识一对弟兄姊妹。
I know a pair of brothers and sisters.
他们呢是由于各种各样的原因，他们是不能生育孩子。
For all sorts of reasons, or different reasons, they could not have a child.
那么后来呢，他们就经过祷告，主也带领他们。
Then through prayer and also the Lord has Lord led them.
那么他们就去中国呢，就领养了孤儿。
They went to China and adopted an orphan.
那么等到他们去了以后，才知道领养孤儿的程序在国内是非常复杂、非常繁琐的。
After they went there, they realized there was a lot of red tape and it's a very complicated process.
那么感谢主，他们经过一年的忙碌，来来回回，那么等候啊，忙碌，然后呢，他们就终于是带着领养的宝宝呢，就回到了美国。
But thank the Lord, after 1 year of extremely busy going back and forth, they were able to bring this orphan back to U.S.
但是当他们回到美国的时候，就马上要把在中国所经历到的那些的繁琐的程序，在美国的政府机关里边从头再来一次。
But when they came back to the U.S., they have to repeatedly repeat those red tapes and all the procedures back in the states.
那么他们累到一个地步，就是几乎都要垮掉了。
They were so tired and exhausted, they almost had a breakdown.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能说宝宝很可爱？
Brother and sister, can we not say the kid is very lovely?
那么我们的弟兄和姐妹呢，也真心的爱宝宝。
And our brother and sister truly love this child.
那是不是因为宝宝很可爱，爸爸妈妈很爱宝宝，这些的劳累都可以免除了呢？
Can we also disregard all those exhaust, all those heavy burden?Because the parents love the kid and the kid is lovely.
弟兄姊妹，不行的，因为宝宝是孤儿。
Brother and sister, this will not work because this child is an orphan.
他没有姓，没有名，没有出生纸，没有生辰年月，他刚出生就被亲生的父母就遗弃在那个电影院的门口。
Brother and sister, this child does not have a name. He or she does not have a birth certificate.The moment he or she was born, she was abandoned outside a movie theater.
没有留下一个字，没有留下一个小字条。
There is not even one small notice or piece of paper.
如果我们的弟兄和姊妹他们不能够在规定的期限里边给宝宝办好入籍美国的那个手续。
If our brother or sister could not finish the naturalization process within the due time,
那么宝宝他就没有在美国居住和享受福利的合法地位。
This child would not have the lawful right to reside or enjoy the rights here in the U.S.
所以你看见这件事情呢，没有合法的地位，宝宝就是在美国，他就是有了家了，他也不能够住的。
So, brother and sister, we can see if he or she does not have the legal rights to stay, even if this child has a home, he cannot reside there.
而且美国的 State Department 就告诉我们的弟兄和姊妹，如果宝宝不能够办好这个合法的地位的话，他们也不能把宝宝再送回中国去。
And our State Department also told our brother and sister, if they could not finish the naturalization process,In the due time, they could not return this child back to China.
那么我们的弟兄和姊妹就说了，那宝宝如果不办好这个手续的话，又不能在美国，又不能送回中国，那你到底要他待在什么地方呢？
So our brother and sister were asking, if we couldn't finish this naturalization process, this child could not stay in the U.S., nor can he or she return to China. Where do you want her to be?
我们的 State Department 都是高材生来着，都很有智慧的。
The people, the staff work in the State Department, they are very intelligent people.
那么他们就告诉我的弟兄和姊妹说，那是你们自己的事情。
They told our brother and sister, you have to figure that out yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？地位是一件很重要的事情。
So brother and sister, can you see that the position is a very important thing?
我们在地上的生活尚且如此，你要想到人在神的面前，地位是一件非常非常重要的事情。
If position is this important on earth, can you not see how precious it is, the position is in God's eyes?
在神创造的律里边就是这样的，你有了地位就有一切，你失去了地位就失去一切了。
In the law that God created, if you have position, you have everything. If you lose this position, you lose everything.
所以亚当犯罪，他失去了神儿女的地位。
So when Adam sinned, he lost his position as God's children.
我们众人都生在亚当里边。
All of us were born in Adam.
所以他被赶出乐园做浪子。
Therefore, when he was banished from the paradise and became the prodigal.
那么我们呢，也都在神的面前做了浪子。
So are we. We also became prodigal sons before Lord.
那么我们感谢主，圣经就告诉我们说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到爱子的国里。
We thank the Lord that it says He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son.
我们说这是我们救恩的故事。
We say this is talking about the story of our salvation.
就像我们今天常常唱的那一首诗歌说，这是我的自传，是我的诗歌。
As with the hymn we usually sing, this is a story, this is my life.
弟兄姊妹，这是绝对没有错的。
Brother and sister, this is not a mistake.
但是我们有没有想过一件事情？
Brother and sister, have we thought about this?
我们生在亚当的失败里，我们也活在亚当的失败里。
We're born in the defeat of Adam. We also live in this defeat.
所以我们生来就是浪子，这是我们的地位。
So we were born to be a prodigal sons. This is our position.
严格的来说，我们如果在神的面前是浪子的话，那么我们在神的面前就根本没有地位的。
Strictly speaking, if we were born to be prodigal sons before God, then we have no position.
那么保罗在以弗所二章的时候，他在二章那里他就说。
In Book of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul said,
他说那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，在神所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
He said, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the people of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of the promise, having no hope.And without God in the world.
他在这里说那时就是指着我们重生得救以前的那个地位那个光景。
Paul said at that time it's talking about the time before we were saved.
那么好了，现在我们的问题就是当宝贝的救恩临到我们。
So now let's talk about what happens when the precious salvation came upon us.
我们把哥罗西一章十三节我们分成两句话来看。
So let's book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 13.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness.
这是宝贝的救恩临到我们了。
This is talking about the precious salvation came upon us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前没有做儿女的那个地位。
But brother and sister, we do not have the position as God's children before God.
这件事情如果不解决的话，我们怎么可能进他爱子的国度呢？
If we cannot fix this, how can we enter into the kingdom of his beloved son?
难道神可以越过他的公义把我们偷偷的拉进他爱子的国度吗？
Can God bypass his justice and stealthily bring us to the kingdom of his beloved son?
就像我们刚才交通过的那个例子一样。
Just as the example we just talked about.
宝宝的合法地位不在美国政府那里得着解决的话，他们一家是寸步难行的。
If the legal position of this child cannot be solved, this whole family cannot move forward even one step.
他们什么事情都办不了。
They could do nothing.
比如说宝宝他有先天性的那个残疾是必须治疗的。
For example, this child has some disabilities which he or she has to be treated.
而且这个治疗是有时间限制的，你过了这个年龄就不能再治了。
And for this treatment to be effective, it has to be started within a certain time.
所以我们的弟兄和姊妹心里很着急啊，非常的着急啊。
So our brothers and sisters were really anxious.
一面来说，美国有最先进的这个医疗技术，最好的医生治他宝宝的那个先天性残疾的医生就住在他们当地。
So on the one hand, America or the U.S. has the really high tech, really advanced the technology and really experienced or qualified doctors to treat this condition, and they live in that neighborhood.
那么我们的弟兄和姊妹他们住的在美国不是一个很大的城市。
And our brother and sister did not live in a big city here.
所以我后来就跟他开玩笑说，那个治你家宝宝的那个医生，很可能就是你的邻居或者邻居的邻居。
So I joke with them. Maybe the doctor who's going to treat your child is your neighbor or your neighbor's neighbor.
但是他们连医生都不能约，他们约不到医生。
But they couldn't even have appointment with the doctor.
因为宝宝没有社安号。
Because this child does not have a social security number.
没有合法的姓名。
Has no legal names.
那么只有他们起的一个小名。
They only give him a nickname.
我就跟他说你不能这么土啊，是不是？这是在美国，你孩子要有合法的姓名，你不能整天小名叫来叫去啊，是不是？
I told them that you have to give this child a formal name. You can't just give him or her a nickname.
宝宝连生辰年月都没有。
The child does not even have a birth date.
如果没有地位，什么都办不了。
Without a position, we can do nothing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Our brother and sister, we thank the Lord.
当宝贝的救恩临到我们。
When the precious salvation come upon us,
他首先在他爱子的宝血的里边解决了我们这个的难题。
By the precious blood of his son, he solved this problem.
他恢复我们在亚当的里边失去的那个地位。
He restored our position which we had lost in Adam.
但是我们要注意一件事情，这个地位按照保罗在以弗所二章里边那里说的，我们没有一个是及格的，我们没有一个是配得上的。
But this position that we receive, as Paul said in Book of Ephesians 2, none of us is qualified for, none of us is worthy of.
今天不但是我们在这里所做，在座的每一个人，就是全世界的我们神的儿女，我们到神的面前，我们没有一个是配得上的，我们没有一个是及格的，够得上那个地位的。
Not only each and everyone sitting here, but also all the people around the world. None of us can be qualified or be worthy of this.
所以当约翰他在启示里看见这个事实的时候，他只能说一句话，他说，你看，天父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
So when John said this in the revelation he received, he said, Behold, what a love we have received from God.
他竟然肯先把做儿女的地位赐给我们。
And he could even give us this position of the children of God first.
罗马八章保罗就说，神预先定下的就召他们来。
In the book of Romans 8, he said those who predestined, he will call them.
我们要看的，神的话告诉我们说，招这些人来干什么呢？招这些人来，神就怎么呢？神就说，哦，招来了，来了好，你们就进去吧。
So why do God call these people? Does he mean that when I call you and you can just enter?
保罗在那里说，他所招来的人就称他们为义。
Paul said, those who he called, he will justify.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们说白白的救恩，当然是他以儿子耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。
Brother and sister, today we talk about this salvation which is freely given to us because he has cleansed us our sins with his precious son's blood.
但是我们更要看见白白的救恩是神在他爱子的血里把我们在亚当的里边已经失去的那个地位再送还给我们。
But brother and sister, we also need to see this salvation which is freely given to us through the precious blood of his son. He restored our position which we lost in Adam.
他给我们的时候没有任何的先决条件，没有任何的附加条件。
When he gave this, there's no prerequisites or any strings attached.
他不是把一个奖杯、把一个证明放在那边，然后他说：“你要拿这个奖杯，你要拿这个证明，做神的儿女，是不是？你先上圣徒学校。”
He did not set aside a trophy or certificate, saying, "If you want to get this trophy or certificate, you have to go to a theology school."
然后我们进了圣徒学校以后，门被反锁了，我们出不出去。
Then after we enter into this sense school, the door was locked from outside and we cannot go outside.
然后里边就有一个很严格的监督说，你不上课，你不每门都考 A 的话，你三餐饭都吃不上。
And then there was a steward who said severely, if you could not pass all the subject with straight A grades, you cannot even have meals.
所以我们就在里边拼命的学啊，我们就在里边拼命的读啊，终于有一天我们毕业了，我们出门了，拿到那个证书，我们拿到神的面前说，我现在可以做你的儿女。
Therefore, one day when we got all the grades and we graduated and we can get the certificate and trophy and we can tell the Lord, now I can become your children.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的道路。
Brother and sister, this is path of man.
这不是神的救恩。
This is not God's salvation.
这个救恩在约翰一句话就说清楚了。
John revealed us the salvation with one sentence.
我们得称为神的儿女。
We are called the children of God.
是一次做成永远不改变的。
It's once done for all.
因着我们地位的恢复了，弟兄姊妹，才有了希伯来四章那里说，我们可以坦然无惧来到他施恩宝座的前面。
And it is because our position was restored, we can say like the Hebrew chapter 4 said, so we can come before him boldly.
今天我们讲坦然无惧的时候，我们常常以为坦然无惧就是一咬牙、一跺脚喊口号。
Today, when we talk about come before Him boldly, we may think it's we stamp our feet and we shout our slogan.
不是弟兄姊妹，我们能够坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座的前面，乃是约翰在这里说，我们得称为神的儿女。
That's not the case, brother and sister. As John said, we can come before the Lord because our position was restored, so we can be called children of God.
我们得着这个地位，我们可以到神的家。我们指着这个福气，那个福气。神说：“我一切给儿子的福气都是给你的，因为你站在儿女的地位上。”
When we have gained this position, we can come.In the house of God, we can see this blessing, that blessing, and we can see we can stand in the position of God's Son and have all those blessings.
在约翰老年的时候，当他写约翰一书的时候
，When John was at his advanced age, when he wrote First John,
神的儿女的当中就流行一种稀奇、追求神秘知识的那种的风气。
Back then, one thing that's popular among God's those people that they were pursuing some mysterious knowledge.
也就是所谓的叫做诺斯底主义
which is called the Gnostics. Gnostics.
那么实在来说，就像启示录二章四节那里讲，他们是离弃了起初得救的根基。
Which is also like what's said in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 4.For they have left their first love.
他们觉得太简单了。
Because they think this is too simple.
太起初，太初步了。
This very beginning is too primitive.
我们小学已经毕业了。
We have already graduated from elementary school.
我到一个地方去服侍。
I'll go to serve in one place.
有年长的姊妹在那里带约翰书信。
There are older brothers who are leading the Bible study of Book of John.
那么这一位年长的姊妹是在台湾的时候跟着我们魏弟兄他这个在一起聚会过的。
Our brother and sister, they gathered with Brother Wei when they're in Taiwan.
他带约翰书信的时候在约翰十六章我进去听了一次。
So when he was leading the Bible study in Book of John, chapter 16, I went...And joined the Bible study once.
我当时听得两个眼睛睁得大大的，哇
！I had my eyes goggled, and I was speechless.
但是我看看旁边小猫两三只。
And I look around, I saw two or three people.
哇！我就说，这么扎实的话，怎么就这么少人听呢
？I was surprised that such solid message. There are only few people here.
那么他们就说，是因为是约翰福音。
And they said that's because it's in the the epistles of John. They think the Gospels of John is for Gospel friends because that's why it's called the Gospel of John.
我已经得救了。
I was already saved.
所以有年轻的弟兄姊妹就把这句话说得很婉转，说我把我的位置在课室里的那个位置让给福音朋友。
So some brother and sister put it in another subtle way. They said, I give up my position for some gospel friend.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个那个聚会的弟兄姊妹就告诉我说，杨弟兄，这个只是约翰福音。
But brother and sister also told me, Brother Yang, this is only gospel of John.
那么启示录的时候，这个房间是坐满的，而且位置是排到门口的。
And when we talk about the revelations, that all this room is all occupied, and there were seats out, people set up seats outside.
因为年轻人觉得这本书才是给研究生读的。Because
young people think this is for graduate students.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常觉得知识是很重要。Brother
and sister, we often think knowledge is important.
这个就是在约翰年老的时候，教会当时的光景。
This is the condition of the church when John was in his advanced age.
他们离开了起初得救的那个根基。
They departed from the foundation, the root of the salvation.
那么去追求知识，结果到最后知识没有追求到。
And they went in pursuit of knowledge, which they didn't receive in the end.
因为传道书一章已经跟我们说了，说得很清楚了，日光之下，尽都虚空。
Because it's said clearly in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 1, under the sun there is no new things.
神儿女离开了起初的根基去追求知识的时候，知识没有追求到，结果呢，还有一个更加的一个大的问题，就是什么呢？ 他们把得救的确据和喜乐没有了。
When the children of God departed from the foundation and went to pursue knowledge, they not only didn't receive knowledge, they also lost salvation of the joy and assurance. Brother and sister, today as we come in the house of God, we come before the table and the cup. We truly want the house of God to be filled with the joy of salvation.
充满了向着宝座而去的那个赞美，那个感谢和敬拜。
Filled with the praise and thanksgiving as we moving upward or heavenwards.
我们得称为神的儿女。
We're called the children of God.
当然我们做神的儿女，我们会软弱的，我们会出错的。
As children of God, we stumble and fall and we can be weak.
因为你注意到约翰他在这里讲的时候，他有一个次序。
And we can see when John talk about this here, there is an order.
他不是说我们真是神的儿女，所以我们被称为神的儿女。
He did not say we're truly God's children. That's why we are called God's children.
你发现没有，他的话用英文讲 very precise.
Did you notice that his words in English is very precise?
他是我们先得称为神的儿女。
He said we were first called God, children of God.
我们先是得着神儿女的地位，我们才来学习怎么做神的儿女的。
We first receive the position as God's children, and then we learn how to be the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，有一天我们看见这句话，我们真正看清这句话，我们会在神的面前讲：“你的智慧是何其的丰富，你的恩典是何等的大。”你竟然叫我先得着神儿女的地位，然后我在这个地位上学习我从来没有的东西。
Brother and sister, one day you may truly, when you truly see this, you'll be amazed that how great is God's grace that He gave us this position which we have never been titled to.
弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？这个是和世界完全相反的一条道路。
Brother and sister, did you notice that this is contrary completely to the path of this world?
我还是在那个聚会服侍的时候，有一位年轻人，那么他起来，他跟我有问题。
When I was serving in that church, there was a young man who had a question for me.
那么他提问的时候，旁边的弟兄姊妹讲：“哦哦，圣经博士要说话了。”
When he started to raise a question, someone said, "Oh oh, this doctor of the Bible will have a question."
他说：“我要问你一个问题。有人说，只要我在这个教会里边，那个人就永远不进这个教会。”
He said, "I have a question that if I was there, and that person will never enter this church."
他很谦卑，他指着自己说：“他说，只要我这个人在教会里边。”教会外边的人就进不进来。
He was very humble. He said, "As long as I am here, no one outside this world, this church can come in."
我们都知道他说的意思就是说我的见证很差，是不是？哎，所以呢，就把外教边外会外边的人就给绊倒了。
What he truly meant was that my testimony was really weak, which stumbled the people who wants to come to this church who are outsiders.
他说这件事情你怎么解释？
He asked, "How can you explain this?"
那么这件事情你怎么向教会外边的那个人解释
？How can you explain to the outsiders of this church?
我说只有一句话，你那个圣经博士的牌子应该摘掉了。
I told him one thing: you have to remove this label of Doctor of the Bible.
约翰说，我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
John said, "We were called children of God, and in fact, we are, or truly, we are."
当约翰看见这个启示，亲爱的弟兄，他要讲一句话：你看，天父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
But when John gave us this revelation, he added one thing: "Behold, how great is the love God gave us."
弟兄姊妹，在我们成为神儿女，在我们做神儿女的这件事上。这是和世界的道路完全相反的。
Brother and sister, when we're children of God, when we're being children of God, we went contrary to the way of the world.
所以我们今天在做神儿女的事上，我们当然的，我们常常的是会显得笨手又笨脚的。
So when we're working on earth as children of God, we appear to be clumsy.
那么我读尼托生弟兄写的那个正常基督徒的生活，他举的一个例子常常让我自己觉得很可笑，因为我觉得他就是在讲我。
Sometimes when I read the book of the normal Christian life written by our brother Watchman Nee, I feel it's talking about me.
尼弟兄讲啊，他说有一种人呢是笨手笨脚的仆人。
Our brother Watchman Nee said there is one type of people that is very clumsy.
他说这种仆人在主人家里最好是不要做事。
This type of servant might better not do any service in the house of God.
因为主人一叫他做事呢，他拿杯子把杯子打破了，他拿碗把碗打破了，而且他不但是把杯子和碗打破了，他把桌子上的家具都给绊倒了。
So if this servant is assigned one assignment, he probably will knock down and break the glass, the cups. And not only so, he probably will knock over all the furnitures.
弟兄姊妹，这是我。
Brother and sister, this is me.
是不是你？我想我们都在主的面前，我们回答这个问题。
Whether it is you also, maybe we need to answer this question before the
Lord. 我们愿约翰的话来激励我们。
May the words of John constrain us.
叫我们真是能够站稳在得救做神儿女的地位的上面。
So we can stand firm on this position as God's children.
因为今天天地万物都在改变。
Because everything in this world is changing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的救恩是稳固的。
But brother and sister, our salvation is steadfast.
我们注意到刚才我们已经交通了，它是用的完成式，就是一次做成，永远不改变了。
And we notice that it used the present perfect tense, which means once it's done, it's once and for all.
我们常常听以前年长的弟兄在讲信息的时候，他讲神是很幽默的。
When we listen to the messages of our older brothers, they often talk about the sense of humor that God has.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们做神儿女的这件事情上面，他从来不在我们身上开玩笑的。
But when he talks about us being his children, he never jokes about it.
我们得着做神儿女的那个地位，一次做成是永远不改变的。
Once we gain the position as God's children, this will be set on stone and never change.
我们真是巴不得我们的波饼聚会里边，我们满了主给我们的那个确据说， 我们得成为神的儿女。
How we hope that during table meeting, our gathering will be filled with assurance that we are God's children.
因为我是神的儿女，这桌上的饼是我的。
Because I'm God's children, the table, the bread and the wine on the table is mine.
桌上的血是我的。
The blood on the table is mine.
是我的父亲给我的。
Is the portion that my father gave me.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个，我们才知道为什么在约翰六章的里边，约翰他要写下主耶稣曾经说过的一句话，说你要来吃我的血，要来喝我的，要来吃我的肉，喝我的血。
Brother and sister, only when you see this, you can understand why John said in John chapter 6, you will come to eat of me.Eat of my flesh and drink of my blood.
我们只有站在这个根基的上面，我们站牢了这个根基，我们一切的经历，我们都变成是一个活的经历了。
Only when we stand firm on this foundation can all our experience be alive.
那么紧接着这句话，约翰就说：“我们也真是他的儿女。”
And right after this, John said, "We are truly his children."
那我们都知道，这是说到我们魂的救恩。
Brother and sister, we know this is talking about the salvation of our spirit.
是我们做神儿女的主观的经历。
This is talking about our subjective experience as God's children.
我们有客观的事实。
We have objective facts.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们若是没有主观的经历的话，我们就真不是。
But brother and sister, without subject experiences, we're not truly.
我想这句话的重点就在真是这两个字，是不是？
I think the emphasis of this sentence is on truly.
因为常常我们觉得我们里边我是神的儿女。
Oftentimes we feel we are God's children inside.
这是客观的事实。
This is an objective fact.
但是我的主观的经历如何跟不上的话，我总觉得这个好像不太真实。
But if my subjective experience cannot match with it, I often feel it's not authentic.
今天我们可以唱，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
And now we can sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
我唱一百遍、一千遍、一万遍都是没有问题的。
I can sing 100,000 and tens of hundreds.Downtime, there's no problem.
但是我们发现我们外边可以唱一万遍，我们里边唱不来的。
But we can see, even if we can sing 10,000 times outwardly, but our inside cannot follow.
因为在我里边，我要唱的一个歌就是我已经决定要跟随我自己。
Because inside I want to sing the song, I have decided to follow myself.
我们当部福音组有一位修大来的博士生。
There is a PhD student in our Dumbo gatherings.
那么他是学理论数学专业的。
He's learning theological math.
那么从他的嘴里出来的都是有一句口头禅，就是理论上来讲。
He has a catchphrase in all the things he said, theoretically speaking.
那比如说我问他哈，因为他毕业了啊，那他已经离开了哈。那我问他，我说你毕业了以后是不是马上要找工作呢？
He has already graduated. So back then I asked, after you graduate, are you going to look for a job?
我想你们都猜到了，他回答我就说理论上来讲我要找工作。
I think you probably already guessed this. He said, theoretically speaking, I will look for a job.
他在我们中间四五年，他理论上这四五年，我老实跟你讲，我从来没有听懂过。
He has spent 4 or 5 years with us, and he always says, theoretically speaking, but I have never understood him.
Theoretically speaking. Yeah. 但他的妻子很了解他。
His wife understands him very well.
所以就解了我的难题。
And she helped me, with my questions.
他说这个是他说话的习惯，他妻子讲。
She said, "This is his habit when he talks."
当他说理论上来讲的时候
，whenever he says theoretically speaking，
你要明白他的意思就是应该如此，但是还没有如此。
You should understand what he truly means is it is supposed to be like that, but it's not actually like that.
所以这句话呢，翻译成从中文翻译成中文呢，就是他应该找工作。 但是还没有找工作。
So translated from Chinese to Chinese, he is supposed to be looking for a job, but he hasn't started looking for a job.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵生命里边也是这样。
Brother and sister, in spiritual life, this is the same.
我们做了理论上的神儿女。
We have become God's children in theory.
我们得着了客观的事实，是在他爱子的宝血里边做成的。
What we have received is accomplished through the blood of His precious Son.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
一次做成，永不改变的。
It's done once and for all.
但是这个事在我们里边好像没有那么的把握。
But we do not have the assurance inside us.
我们觉得我们应该是神的儿女。
We feel we should be God's children.
但是我们还没有真是神的儿女。
But we haven't been truly His children.
你看到吗？妙处就在约翰他的这两句话，他用的不同的时态，不同的这个语态。你看，他把这两句话，把我们得救的全部的经历说出来了。
But we can see that in what John said, it is all indicated by the tense he has used and the voice he used.
这个是在神儿女中间今天很普遍的现象。
This is common in among God's children.
我们有了得救的地位，却没有得救的时机。
Which is we have this position of being God's children, but we do not have the reality. Have no.
一方面的原因是我们刚才讲的，是因为我们先得了神儿女的地位，然后在这个地位的上面，我们学习做神儿女的生命，这是一方面的原因。
One reason, one aspect.We have already received this position as God's children. And we, on this position, we learn how to be God's children.
另外一方面的原因，我们要问问题，这个问题到底出在什么地方？
On the other hand, we need to ask what went wrong.
这个是很难解释的。就请允许我再讲一个例子。
It is hard to explain. Let me give another example.
我以前认识一位弟兄。
I knew a brother.
那么他是一位美食家。
He is a foodie or someone who is a connoisseur of food.
那么我们出去交通的时候呢，常常呢是他带我们出去吃午餐。
When we have fellowship together, usually he brought me out to lunch.
那么他有一个本事，就是每一次的午餐都是不同的地方。
He was able to choose a different place for us to have lunch at different places every time.
不但很好吃，而且很便宜。
Not only we can enjoy delicious food, but also it was at a reasonable price.
他的个性是一个很随和的人，所以任何的东西他不拒绝什么食物的。
He's a very easygoing person. He does not reject any food.
但是时间长了，我发现他有一个地方是坚决不去的。
But with time, I realized there's one place he would never go.
那就是必胜客 Pizza Hut.
That's Pizza Hut.
那他就我就问他哈为什么不去，他就告诉我他坚决不去，他说我不能忍受他们。
I asked him why you would not go there. He said I could not stand that place.
那我说你是主里的弟兄啊，你应该有这个爱心的。
Then I said you're a brother in Christ. You should have this love in your heart.
他说虽然我是神的儿女，我还是不能忍受的。
He said, even if I'm a child of God, I would not stand that place.
那我就问他，你为什么不去？
Then I asked why.
因为他说，必胜客里边的披萨是只有一块煎饼。
He said, there's only one dough in the Pizza Hut.
他说 pancake.
Pancake.
他说那个不是披萨，就是一个 pancake.
He said, that's not pizza, it's just a pancake.
下面他说了一句很中肯的话。他说除此以外 they have no substance.
He said other than that they have no substance.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的问题。
Brother and sister, this is our problem.
我们被称为神的儿女。
We are called the children of God.
我们也应该真是他的儿女。
And we should be truly his children.
我们里边却没有那个真实的实际那个 substance.
But inside we have no substance.
症结在什么地方？
So what is the crux of this problem?
在我们的魂里。
It is in our spirit.
我们的魂里边住着一位指挥官。
It's in a soul, the commander of our soul inside.
这个指挥官就是我们的 老肉体。
The commander is the older man in us.
从旧人里边来的那个肉体。
The flesh which comes from the old man.
那么这一位指挥官呢，他坐住在我们的这个里边，像一个坦克车的一个指挥塔一样。
This old man dwelling in us is like the commander for the tank.
他平常是睡觉的，和我们相安无事的。
Usually he would be asleep.
他睡觉的是什么时候呢？就是你在外边唱一万遍，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。他说你去唱吧。
So the time when he was asleep is the time when you were saying outwardly, I have decided to follow Jesus 100 times.
但是你一旦要把这首歌你要唱到里边去的话，他马上醒过来了。
But when you want to sing this song inside of yourself, then he immediately will wake up.
他起来就把我们打倒了。
He wake up and he will beat us.
所以我们一次又一次的在这样子，我们发现老是他赢的。
So when we will return to this state again and again, we can see that we are always defeated by him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，肉体在我们里边不但是很真实，而且它很强大。
Brother and sister, the flesh in us is not only real, but it's also strong.
它能够把保罗这样的人一次一次的又摔在地上，到最后保罗只能说一句话说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体。
He could once again and again throw someone like Paul on the ground, so much so that Paul would even say, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of this death?"
弟兄姊妹，你不把他摔倒，不把他制服的话，我们就永远真不是神的儿女。
Brother and sister, if you do not throw this man on the ground, if you do not defeat him, you are not children of God.
得胜的路在什么地方？
So where is our path to victory?
我们当然可以讲很多理论的东西。
Of course, we can talk about a lot of theories.
但是最近我读这以斯帖记。
But lately, I have been reading Book of Esther.
以斯帖记是把那条得胜的路惟妙惟肖的像图画一样写在我们的面前。
The Book of Esther has depicted or painted this path to victory vividly before us.
在以斯帖记里边，神的仇敌就是神百姓的仇敌，叫做哈曼。
In the Book of Esther, the enemy of God's children is called Haman.
他不但叫波斯国王啊，下令全国在特定的日子里边要把全国通国的犹大人啊，通国的神百姓一个不留，全部杀掉。
He not only asked the king of Persia to kill all God's Jewish people, God's children, on certain days.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，肉体在我们里边做的就是哈曼做的事情。
Brother and sister, the flesh is doing the work that Haman is doing.
他每次要把我们摔倒的时候，他一定是要把你完全的摔倒在地上，你要完全的认错的，说我不行了。
Every time he wants to throw you on the ground until you are mopped on the floor and say, I surrender.
他得逞了吗？得逞了。
Was he satisfy his will? Yes, he accomplished his will.
所以我刚刚第一遍读的时候，我就问神说，神啊，怎么会有这样子的事情？
So when I first read this book, I was asking the Lord,
犹大人不是你的百姓吗？
Isn't the Jewish people your people?
你怎么能够容忍一个人叫他杀犹太人的杀你的百姓，而且这个命令还写成了？
How can you tolerate and allow this to happen when this guy kill your people and this has been a decree?
我们中国人皇帝是有一个玉玺，是吧？
And we know the emperors of China had a jade stamp.
那个东西太大了，太重了。
It is a really big and heavy thing.
很不方便，我估计皇帝整天花天酒地的，他到最后都举不起来的。
It's a really cumbersome thing to carry. I feel the emperor usually have a very a life that to the point that he couldn't even lift it.
波斯人很聪明，波斯人他不用玉玺，就一个戒指戴在国王的手上。
Persian people are really smart. They didn't know the heavy stamp. They use a jade ring that the emperor wears on his fingers.
弟兄姊妹，我们以后不要到处去说中国人很聪明，其实中国人不聪明。
So, brother and sister, let's not talk about how smart the Chinese people are. They are not that smart.
波斯国王的戒指就是他的玉玺。
The jade ring of the Persian king is the jade stamp.
所以呢，哈曼的命令，波斯王的戒指已经盖上去了。
So whatever Haman wanted to accomplish is already stamped by the Persian king.
他做到这一步还不出气啊。
He was not satisfied even when he accomplished this.
以斯帖记五章的里边他就告诉我们。
In the book of Esther chapter 5 he says,
哈曼叫人做了一个高高的很高的一个木架。
Haman asked people to make a really tall wooden gallows.
他不但要除灭犹大人，他还要把犹大人的首领莫迪改挂在那个上面。
Not only did he want to annihilate the Jewish people, but he also wanted to hang the head of the Jewish people, who is Mordecai.
他们在这个环境里边，他们怎么能够得胜？
How can they be victorious in such condition?
王后以斯帖就向国王求一件事情。
The Queen Esther wants to implore the king for one thing.
把哈曼挂到他自己准备的木架上去。
Hang Haman on the wooden gallows that he prepared himself.
那我们今天当然是因为时间的原因，我们要长话短说的，哈曼是挂上去了。
Due to the time limit, we will bring the long story short. So Haman was hanged.
那么而且呢，国王又下了一个命令。
And the king also had another decree.
那么以这个犹大人都可以起来反抗了。
The Jewish people can also come to resist.
我们就觉得事情到这步就结束了。
And we think this is good enough.
但是在以斯帖记的第九章。
But in the book of Esther chapter 9.
以斯帖向国王有一个更进一步的要求。
Esther has a further implore from the king.
他说你不但是要把哈曼，而且要把哈曼的十个儿子都要挂在上面。
He said, not only hand Haman, but also hand the 10 sons of Haman.
所以这个当时的波斯国王都有点搞糊涂了。
So even the Persian king was confused.
他说你的对头不是已经挂上去了吗？你现在还要这个把十个儿子再挂上去干什么呢？
He said, wasn't your enemy already being hanged? Why do you still want his 10 sons to be hanged?
但是弟兄姊妹，直到哈曼和他十个儿子挂到那个木头上去了以后，
But brother and sister, only when Haman and his 10 sons being hanged on this wooden gallows,
以斯帖记第九章最后才告诉我们说，全地的犹大人，他们有了普尔日的喜乐。
Only at that time, only when Haman and his son were hanged, the Jewish people had this joy, the days of joy.
肉体可以把我们摔倒的。
Yes, the flesh can throw us on the ground.
我们也常常败在他的下面。
And we often were defeated by him.
以斯帖记就告诉我们说，唯一能够把肉体制服，制到他不能够还手的地步，就是那个架子。
So in the book of Esther, it says the only thing that can completely subdue the enemy is the wooden gallows.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们是活在新约的恩典的里边。
Brother and sister, we thank the Lord. We nowadays live in the grace said in the New Testament.
以斯帖记对犹太人的拉比来讲是看不通的历史。
For the rabbis of Israel, the book of Esther is a history that they could not comprehend.
对我们来讲是一条走得通的路。
For us, it's a path that we can walk past.
所以保罗他在加拉太二章里边，他看见了这一条路。
So Paul saw this in Book of Galatians chapter 2.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He said, "For I have been crucified with Christ."
这个事情做成在我们里边的时候。
When this is accomplished within us.
保罗里边有一个得胜的呼声。
Paul has assurance sounding inside him.
不再是我。
It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
在普尔日的时候，我看见那个时候深深地抓住我那个景象。
On the days of the joy, this captured me.
他们说他们脱离仇敌得平安的时候，他们转忧为喜，家家的犹大人他们在那里摆设宴席，他们庆祝普尔。
When the Jewish people rid themselves of their enemies, and it was a month that was turned for them from grief into joy, from mourning into holiday.
弟兄姊妹，那个喜乐的日子，就是当魂的救恩成就在我们里边的时候，我们能够在羔羊的宝座的面前，我们脸上没有一点的羞愧，我们能够对着我们的主说，我们真是他的儿女。
The days of joy is a time when the salvation of our soul is accomplished within us, and we can say this boldly to the Lamb who was sitting on the throne. We are truly God's children.
这是我们重生得救以后我们一生的经历。
This is our experience after we were saved.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear Lord, how we thank you.
我们愿你把这些宝贝的话说在我们里边。
May you